There's a lot of annual and perennial weeds in tree nut orchards, and you got to stay on top of it before they go dormant. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. George Angeles is a weed management and ecology advisor of UC Cooperative Extension in Tulare, Kings, and Fresno counties.
We still deal with a lot of perennial weeds and a lot of tree crops. So right now, it's probably the best way to go after them right after harvest.
Yeah, if you have time, get after those weeds, all of them.
Don't let those weeds go dormant. I would try to go after them right now and try to apply some post-emerger herbicide. Once we move into the winter season, a lot of those weeds go dormant and they'll resprout from rhizomes, you know, the following season. So it's always best to go after them right now that they're rapidly uptaking nutrients to go to dormancy. So it's always best to try to go after them right now right after harvest.
And more news, Gill's mealybug affects pistachios, almonds, and grapes. Adults are about 2 to 5 millimeters long, pinkish gray, and covered with white wax that give the appearance of 2 stripes along the back. Mature females and large nymphs produce white wax filaments up to 10 millimeters long. 3 generations occur per year. Overwintering nymphs survive in bark crevices and move to buds at bud break. During the season, honeydew from feeding supports black sooty mold, which hurts quality in the tree nuts. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.